Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners. And we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about let's talk a little bit about remote viewing and programming and GeoTran.
Wonderful.
Can you tell me a little bit about, for a lot of new people that don't really know a lot about remote viewing, what it can do?
Well, that's amazing. What they do is they train these remote viewers to, they'll pick out a certain target, and what they do is they use a pencil, and they're able to tap into that energy and start drawing pictures of where the target is located, and you know where, you know, it can be anywhere in the world. And from these pictures, it tells them information, you know, of that person or persons, you know, who they're looking for. And Major Ed Danes was the one who used to do this, and he worked for the military, and this is how they used to find a lot of people who, you know, were terrorists and, you know, working against the government and stuff. And they were able to get a lot of information with this remote viewing. And it was interesting, you know, learning about it. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, it seems like a lot of, he was picking out a lot of artists that had different abilities. That can go into their unconscious mind, which we call the matrix, and tap into that energy and use their subconscious mind in such a creative way that they can pinpoint a target to connect with that energy, whether it be a house or a tree or certain places or a certain person, or even dimensions. They can go even in dimensions and tell you everything what that dimension looks like. And they would draw it out like a piece of art, you know, and artists are very creative. We know that they could do stuff like that. And programmers are very creative as well, because they can go into a computer and practically program anything that you want into your computer. For an example, would you like to share a story where we met Sam and explain what Sam was able to do?
That was interesting. This guy was really a computer whiz. Actually, I think more of a hacker, because anything that, you know, any kind of program or anything, he is able to get it, you know. And, you know, he used to tell us, you know, what what kind of program do you want? And he says, I can get anything you want.
I remember.
And then
that.
I took a computer to him that these other people weren't even able to fix. And he was able to, he worked on that computer all night. And he got it finished by morning.
He was an amazing guy.
He used to spend most of his time at nighttime working on computers. Remember, he had his garage that he would go down there and work in that.
Yeah, I used to think that Sam wasn't human.
Yeah. He'd sleep during the day, but work all night.
Yeah. Yeah, you could tell that Sam wasn't human.
Yeah. But
yep,
he was very, very intelligent when it came to computers.
Yes, he was.
He knew his business.
He knew his business.
Yep.
He was an amazing guy.
Yep.
And I think he was a programmer, too.
I mean,
he knew how to program anything.
We can, you know, he can do just about anything.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of it, he went to school, I think a lot of it was self-taught.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
Because even that was told, a lot of people don't need to be trained, they're just, it just comes natural to them.
It comes natural, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just like an artist, just like a musician, just like, well, even a tarot reader.
Uh-huh.
Some people struggle with it, and then some people, like you, it comes natural.
That's true.
Yeah. Main thing is, you know, what do we resonate with?
That's true.
What do we have a true love for?
What is our calling?
What is our calling?
Yeah.
See, when you resonate with something, you're right in alignment. Then the universe is going to open up those doors.
That's true.
And give you that information.
Very true. Well, we do have a caller on the line.
Why don't we go ahead and invite our new caller?
From the 613 area, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, and what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Donna, and I'm calling from Canada.
Wonderful, Donna, and we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you?
I have a question about a man named Cameron. We were both at an event this past Saturday, and he perceived my actions to be something that made him very angry, which I think he kind of blew out of proportion, but he got very kind of short with me at the event, and I sent him, you know, like an apology or just my kind of rendition of things, like on Monday, and he basically blew up at me and said, you know, like, don't call me or phone me anymore, like, phone me or email me anymore. And then, like, we were both supposed to go to an event this Saturday. And so on Wednesday, so I guess yesterday, he sent me an email because I was supposed to help out at this other event on Saturday. I was supposed to help, like, sell some CDs and stuff. And so he asked me if I, what did he say? Oh, he asked me, he said, oh, my friend wants to know if you're still coming on Saturday, and I said, well, I'll come if I'm welcome, because he had told me not to when he got angry with me. So I said, I'll come if I'm welcome. And he came back and said, you know, that his friend still needed me to, needed some help selling CDs. So I said, well, that I would. So I'm just a little bit concerned because he was, my love interest was kind of like angry with me. And I'm just wondering whether his intentions are going to be, are good, you know, with regard to this event on Saturday and whether we will be able to make amends or if things will go well or we'll be able to spend time together and it'll be positive.
Are you in a relationship with Cameron?
With Cameron?
Yeah.
No, we're not in like a defined relationship. Like we're, we talk all the time and there is that element to it, but we're not, it's nothing defined. It's not defined, but there is a bit of an element to that.
Are you, would you consider yourself friends?
Yeah, we're friends, but we're like there's a, like a bit of a romantic element to it, you know, like sometimes it can be affectionate, you know, like say, you know, like just be very, you know, like call me love or something, you know, like, and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, like we have spent time together, you know, like, but, like, you know, where it's been like romantic kind of thing, you know, like a little bit, but,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but we're not like really in a defined relationship.
Mr. What are you getting on your chart?
Okay, so you want to check the connection?
Yeah, well, for one thing, are we twin flames?
Oh, that's your question?
No, my question is more about this party, like whether or not, like, he has good intentions, like, that he's kind of re-asking
so
me to come... to this party?
Is his intention good?
Sorry?
You want to know if his intentions are good.
Yes, and whether we'll get to spend time together at this party and whether, you know, we'll make amends or whether we'll have some time to spend together one-on-one.
Well, it is saying his intentions are good. It's at 50% right now, so there's a balance going on between you and his energy. So if you think of the scales of the Libra, then that means that there's balance between the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when everybody gets a reading in the tarot, when it comes up, the temperance, that usually means that there's a balance between the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or the justice usually means that one of you will get your justice depending on the situation or the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that in your card. I just see the temperance in my vision.
Mm-hmm.
When I was using the pendulum, like the first thing that came to me was the temperance. It means that both of you are, there's an energy exchange going on emotionally and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? It says 60%, so that is 60% true. So that's really good.
Well, Cam and I get to spend any time together, like at this event, like just one-on-one?
Is there a lot of people, is there a lot of static around you?
What do you mean, right now?
What I mean is, in your relationship, is there a lot of interference? because your connection is strong. But I'm just wondering, is there a lot of interference around you that you feel that needs to be cleared?
Possibly, yes.
Do you want me to check?
Sure.
Okay. Is there any interference that need to be cleared? And it is saying 60%, Roy.
It's saying that there's some, yeah, some interference there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're having communication problems.
Yeah.
And you said that for some reason something had happened and you weren't, in communication.
Yeah, like he got really angry with me on Monday.
Yeah.
And said don't, like, email him or don't phone him. So I didn't, you know, like I sent him an apology and then that was it. And then on Wednesday, he asked me, like, he said a friend of mine, you know, his friend wants to know if I'm coming, you know, to this event that I was supposed to go to, and then he told me not to. And I said, I'll come if I'm welcome. And he said, well, he needs help selling CDs. So I said I'd come. So does this man have feelings for me? Like, does he love me or have feelings for me, do you know?
I need to check his emotional body chart.
Okay.
And find out what the interference is. The negative emotion that is being experienced is my question. It's saying that he has some unresolved issues from his past.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with some disappointment that he experienced from his past.
Okay.
And it has to do with belief systems. On the belief system. So this has something to do with belief system could have anything to do with programming. When he was younger, somebody programmed him, his belief system, to believe in not speaking about how he feels, or he feels like he's not being heard.
Okay.
Or when he was younger, they probably told him to shut his mouth and don't say anything.
Yeah.
Let's see if that's true.
Does he have feelings?
He wasn't allowed to speak his mind. So his family was very strict, okay?
Okay.
And if he would have said anything to his father would slap him across the head. So they were very abusive towards him, verbally and mentally. Well, verbally and emotionally. It's saying yes, he was abused. So, yeah, it abused him emotionally. See, my grandmother was like that. So if she said anything, her mother would slap her in the hand.
Yes.
And her hand would just shake. And she had a mental breakdown. And it causes them a lot of emotional problems. That's where we get a lot of our emotional problems, is from our family, our family heritage, you know.
Mm-hmm. Does he have feelings for me? Does he love me?
He's saying yes, he just doesn't know how to express it. He was loved. He just came from a really strict family. I think his family was some religion that was very strict. I don't know if it was Mormonism though.
His father was a minister.
What's that?
His father was a minister.
Okay, that makes sense then. Because it's talking about belief systems, so you know it has a lot to do with religion.
Do you know, like, will him and I get to spend any, like, one-on-one time together at this gathering, like, at this party on Saturday?
You're saying yes. You are going to spend a lot of quality time together.
I'm getting that that he still has some trust issues.
Yeah, he does.
So until he gets past those trust issues, and it's going to slow down your relationship with him.
And that comes from his childhood.
Yeah.
So
in order to get past those trust issues, you have to be a little more sincere, a little more more of a listener, you know, more understanding.
I think he's still angry. Is he still angry with me?
I'm getting that he was not angry with you, but he's angry with himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it usually has to do with the self, but yeah, he is angry with you right now.
Yeah. But he just takes it out on other people. And that's usually what happens when somebody's angry with themselves.
Or if they've been emotionally abused.
Yeah.
Will he and I, like, make amends?
Well, another thing is a lot of people that have been emotionally abused are also cutters. There's
something else
that they don't like because they were told they were ugly.
Yeah.
Well, do you know if him and I will make amends?
It says yes. It's still showing all positive, like your connection is fine. It's just there's a lot of static around you.
Do you know how long it will take before this anger subsides? This anger with me subsides?
I have to go in and make some corrections. I'm a programmer. So I have to go in and do some psychic surgery.
Will that help, like, ease the anger and make things better?
It heals, yeah. Let me see if I have his permission first on the chart. And he says yes, he's willing to do the healing session. So I can go ahead and do that for you. First I need to find out from... I have to find out from the master chart where to start.
Okay.
The best chart to start with is... That's my question. Okay, so the best chart that they want me to start with is relationship compatibility. So let me go to that chart there. Oh, yeah, he does have a lot of anger issues. Let's go ahead and take care of his anger issues first. Let me see where that percentage is right now. That one's at 20%, so his anger issues are very low in vibration. So I'm going to take it up to, let's see what percentage. I'll take it up to about 70. Let me see if that works. Yeah, 70 works. So I'll go ahead and lock that into place for healing and anger issues. Create a black hole so that the energy will go through it. The anger and the rage. And send the healing. I'm going to put the color pink in his heart chakra. I'm going to lock that into place. And then I'll use the color green, going to green, in his crown chakra. Okay. Putting that back in alignment. And I'm feeling a bunch of tingling on my arm sensation. That's good. That means we're going in. So 70%, lock that in, bounce it out. Okay, lock that in. Is this body 100% integrated for healing now? And yes. Okay. Lock that into place. Ground it out. Okay. It's better now.
So what does that do?
Explain what that does, Roy.
Well, what that's going to do is lift his vibration so that your relationship with him will be stronger.
Thank
and
you.
It's going to eliminate any blockages that's been preventing, the two of you from getting together.
Okay.
So you're going to notice some difference. So when you see him, he's going to treat you with a lot more respect.
It'll clear it up, the static.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, because he's hasn't been. I think he cares, but it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And if he has a parasite, feel free to come email me on our website, and I'll do the psychic surgery for you for the parasite.
Yeah.
Because we get rid of parasites, too.
What's parasite?
It's usually when they have so much soul damage that an entity gets in and attaches themselves to the body. If they've been abused or emotional, usually it's an entity.
Is there any way, can you tell that now, or is that...
I could check that for you right now.
Check it with the pendulum.
Okay.
Can I answer the question?
Sometimes they hide. Like a virus that hides in your computer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if it's a worm first. It's not a worm. Okay, that's good. Is it a parasite? Yeah, he has a bug. He has one.
Can you remove that too?
Yeah, I could do that for you right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have some time. We don't have any callers, so. All right. If you were to pick out a parasite, Roy, what would it be?
I'm getting the first thing that came to me was a worm.
A worm?
Yeah.
Could we check and see if it was a worm? It wasn't a worm.
But it's like a worm. Worm-like.
Hmm.
I mean, it could even be you know, there are different types of worms.
Well, it's not a parasite worm, but it could be a bug worm.
I'm getting it's a multidimensional worm.
Okay, it's a bug worm.
A bug worm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it is multidimensional.
Oh.
So it's all three.
Yeah.
So if you were to identify what number, pick out a number, Roy.
I'm coming up with 23.
Okay. And let's go ahead and look and see, has this body been sold? It's saying no. Sacrificed. At 60%. Wow. So he has, his body has been sacrificed. Is this a contract? First we got to ask if it's a contract. It's saying no. Okay, good. So it can be removed. All right, so let's go ahead and pick out the dimension. And what was your number again, Roy?
23.
So he has 23 parasites. Okay. Is this a legion? It's a legion.
Wow.
Okay. So let's go ahead and pick out a higher dimension, because legions are usually higher dimensions. That swinging to 80, per 80, number 80, dimension 80. Okay, can this be removed with this dimension? It's saying yes. That's where it's at. Okay. This body is now redeemed, delivered, and restored now. Has this body been sold? Saying no. Sacrifice. Oh, good. It dropped down to 10%. That's right where we want it.
Yep.
Bring it up to 80%. Lock that into place. Ground it out. Bounce it out. Okay. Lock it into place. His body's 100% integrated for healing now. And it's saying yes. Okay. It's gone.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And I also opened up a multi-dimensional wormhole for it to go through.
Hmm.
I always open up the wormhole first so that the energy can go through it. Like a black hole in the abyss.
And explain to her what, you know, we've been noticing, you know, being in 2013, what's going on.
Can I still ask questions about Cam when you're done there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Nathan, are you there?
Pardon me?
We've been noticing a lot of these archetypes have been more activated or more active because everyone's energy is becoming more activated in their DNA. So, since we're in 2013, everything is becoming more active. So, the more it becomes active, the more things that are out of the ordinary or things that we co-create becomes more activated. So the more we become activated, the more they become activated. So that's kind of why all these characters are coming through the veil.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why we keep seeing all this supernatural activity, because everything is becoming activated.
Right.
It's a protocol. It's just like the Neo Cube. When you activate the Neo Cube, you always say, I activate the Neo Cube. I activate protocol. I activate Stargate mode. See, anytime you say I activate, now you're activating that DNA. You're activating that. It's just like when you activate your cell phone, or you activate your computer, or you activate your internet connection.
Or your credit card.
Or your credit card. That's a good, another good terminology, your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime when you activate something, it's always going to receive those codes.
Right.
So,
and we already know that, that numbers are a vibrational frequency.
So are you able to heal Cam's anger? Like towards me?
Well, we healed his anger towards himself, and by healing his anger towards himself, it will heal his anger towards anybody, especially you.
Okay.
Because now it's becoming activated, because I programmed it in his DNA.
Did you check to see if that is or a twin flame?
It says it was.
Okay, because what I'm getting is reason these parasites are coming in, they're trying to prevent the twin flame energies from coming together. The more static, you know, the more negativity, you know, the less communication that prevents, you know, the twin flames from coming together.
All parasites are is just a virus.
Yeah.
That gets in our energy field. If you were to think of like the movie, like the game Pac-Man, that's what viruses do. They get in, and it's a parasite. They get in, and they eat you alive, like the Pac-Man. They just don't eat you.
So he is.
And that's what they do.
He is my twin flame?
Yeah, he is your twin flame.
Do you see things, like, going well, then, at this party that we go to, like, that we'll both be at, like, for him and I?
Do I see what?
Things going well for him and I at this party?
Yeah, I see everything going really well, just when you go there, make sure that you surround everything in the green light or the white light, whatever color you want to use. Or if you think you need to use pink, use pink. You know, just visualize the building in pink or green light. Or some people like to use white light. And that will purify the building.
And that things are outside as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Or even light a candle if you have to, you know, a white candle before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Clear out the energy space. I usually use purple for, like, channeling, because I use purple because purple is a sacred space color.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was doing channeling, like, the call for Queen Mab, when I was doing a spell casting for a friend, I used a black and a purple candle, which purple is, represents the sacred space, which means you can't come in the circle. This is my space.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk to you, but there's a wall there. You can't come through. So if you put up that wall and that shield, and other energies can't come in, and they can't invade your space.
Do you know, like, if Cam and I will continue to communicate after this? Because I feel like since he's gotten, like, so angry at me, like, I feel like we'll have to rebuild his trust. But do you see?
Well, that's part of the healing process, you know.
Like, do you see him and I continuing to communicate after this event?
I see you communicating, yeah, after the work I did.
And how about spending time together? Do you see us spending any more time together? He does live a distance away from me. He's about 5 hours away.
Yeah, I feel like he'll spend more time with you, but it's, like I say, it's a healing process. I mean, you can't expect it to happen overnight. It will take some time. It will take a healing process for his body to readjust to the new energies that I opened up for him.
How about a relationship? Do you see him and I in a relationship at any point? Commitment?
I see a relationship. I see your connection building. I see a lot more commitment. Like Roy says, gaining his, opening his trust, letting go of his anger issues. Something that happened to him when he was a child is not just something that you can heal in one day. That's something that takes time to heal. That's like a scab that's a scab that will heal, but it will take time to heal over time. It's kind of like that when you get the shingles, you can't just put salve on it and say it's gone. It's a healing process.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you heal, you feel so much better about yourself because now you're like, oh, I care about my health now. I don't want to go through that same experience anymore, that painful experience. I feel more appreciative of my body. That's the emotional body talking.
Do you know when there might be a commitment for Cam and I?
Do I know what?
Timing, like when we might have a commitment?
I could give you a timing, but I'll probably give him, usually I give people about 4 days for the healing process that takes place. About 3-4 days. But with his trust issues, with his past, that's going to take some time. That'll take longer for me to work on. Because there's so many, we got rid of the head parasite, but there's some other parasites that are coming from his family lineage, too, that I have to work on.
Okay.
But that's, you'd have to work on so many different people that were the cause. You know, you got to look up in the chart, you know, who was the cause of this and who was the cause of that, and was it from the past, was it from the present, was it from the future? You know, there's so many things that you have to go in to make correction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that could take all night.
So, but you just, when do you think him and I might have a commitment together?
Well, if you want a time frame, I could look in the pendulum and see. Are you looking at weeks or days?
Oh, I don't, like, whatever you think is, you know, the right amount of timing.
What about you, Roy? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at weeks.
Okay. I also have a motivation chart, and that tells you what motivates people. Okay, let's see. You're looking at weeks, you said?
Yeah.
We'll give it 3 weeks. Gone to 3 weeks from now.
Right.
The reason I'm getting weeks is because this is something that's embedded inside his subconscious, and it's something that's going to have to be worked out.
Something that goes deeper.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, does he have feelings for any other other women?
Well, where he has the trust issues, he has trouble staying in a relationship that long.
I'm getting yes, he has trouble with feelings.
Yeah, because he don't know how to express.
Because when you're saying feelings, you say, does he have feelings for other people? So I'm getting he has not just the trust issues, but the feeling problem, too.
Yeah.
He's not a sensitive,
well, he's forgotten how to love.
Yeah. He knows how to love, it's just that he doesn't know how to express it.
Well, I'm talking about unconditional love.
Yeah, he knows it. He's just having a hard time expressing it because of his past.
Right.
I'm just wondering, like, if I'm anywhere near a person that he could possibly love, or is there, like...
Well, you got to remember, you're his twin flame, so he's your other half. You're his other half.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is you have
that's
to come together.
The thing is, that's what all twin flames, that's all they know is unconditional love.
Right.
You just have to activate it inside of them.
Yeah. The main thing is he's forgotten a lot of things from the past.
See, well, he shut it out.
Yeah.
When he told me, like, when he got, like,
you shut it out.
And he got, like, really, really mad at me on Monday, and he's, like, saying, don't call me, don't email me. Like, it scared me. Like, that I
yeah,
never...
He closed the door on you. See what I mean? He shut you out.
Oh, I'm afraid, like, after this event, like, that he'll, like, shut me out.
Well, don't co-create that.
No.
You know? You want to put out that he will open his arms to you, that he will heal from this. He will, you know, it's all about, like what Jesus said, if you have faith smaller than a mustard seed, and you can move mountains. So if you believe that he'll heal, he will heal.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said to the soldier, he said, go tell your men, and that you witness this, and that I will heal your soldier if you believe in me.
Yeah.
Yes, I...
See, you not only have faith, but you have to have belief or trust, you know, in order for it to happen. If there's any doubt, then that just slows everything down.
That puts the brake.
It puts the brake.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this could happen within 3 weeks. It could happen even sooner. But a lot of it is, you know, allowing the universe to make that happen.
And know that you're protected.
Yeah.
That's the whole, to see, that's the big test right there, is when the system hits the fan, if it ever did, people's faith are going to have to be as strong as it is now.
That's right.
Because they're not going to have anything to live for.
No.
There's a real big test.
But you see his intentions are good then for, like, do you know, like, how, like, was it his idea to actually re-invite me back to this party? Because, you know, he had said, you know, don't come, you're not welcome. And I'm just wondering, like, if he decided to re-invite me to it? And why?
Well, I'm sure he's contemplating right now.
What do you mean?
I don't know, Roy. What do I mean by that, contemplating?
No, like he's already invited me back to, like, the party. Is that what you mean, or?
Yeah, what I'm getting more than any, he made a commitment to his friend for you to be there. And then by him telling you not to be there, now his friend, you know, felt like, you know, you told me that she was going to be here, you know, and help out.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he, again, that's where Adrian says that he was contemplating, meaning that, you know, he wasn't quite sure, but he's run out of options. Plus, he does feel that you have, you know, all the abilities and the talents, you know, to make this happen.
Okay, so it's not really that he wanted me to come then, it's more like that his friend said, oh, you said she was coming and now she's not?
Now, the main thing is this was then. Now that this work has been done, now it's going to shift into another direction, more of a relationship.
Yeah.
See, because he has feelings for you. He's your twin flame. He has feelings for you. He just don't know how to surface those feelings.
I'm getting he's putting up smoke screen.
Yeah.
And we're breaking the ice.
Yeah.
Do you know why he got so mad at me? Like with regard to this event? Like, I mean, my behavior wasn't like really that like terrible, but I just don't know why he got so mad, like so angry with me.
Well, some people express, you know, feelings in different ways, some in anger and some in happiness, you know.
I think he did it for fun, too.
Yeah.
Did what for fun?
Because he's kind of a trickster, too.
Yeah.
So I think he did it out of play and fun.
The angry?
Because I pulled an oracle card of the fairy, of the fun fairy, and the fun fairy saying that he did it out of playful and fun, by being fun.
But he was like really nasty though.
That's how he plays. It's like playing with a dog. You know how dogs get really nasty?
Yeah.
That's what he's like. It's like playing with a dog. It's kind of like when you play with Granddad and you make him mad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they don't really know the difference. They know unconditional love. Animals do.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they don't know love. It's just that that's how they play. That's how they react.
Well, some people play easy and some people play rough. He likes
yeah,
to play rough.
He likes playing rough. Yeah.
But I just don't know what triggered his anger. Like, I mean, my behavior, I don't know. Like, seemed to blow a lot of things out of proportion, so I don't know.
Nothing triggered it. It wasn't you. It's just, that's how he plays.
That's how he is.
Uh-huh. It's just like when my dad plays with Graham. He don't... Nothing angers him. He just plays that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, even animals, they go overboard.
Yeah, well, they do.
And, you know, and some people's emotions go overboard.
Yeah, because he wasn't... Yeah, he was, like, really nasty to me. Like, he said a lot of nasty things. So he doesn't, so him having me come to this event then, it's nothing to do with him wanting me there then?
That was then. Now you're going to see something different.
So I haven't heard from him since then, like, I mean, since we organized that. So I,
yeah.
I thought.
Well, this is going to happen when, you know, when you meet he already knows that you, did you commit to being there?
Yes.
Okay, so he knows you're coming.
Yes. I thought maybe, you know how people like are prideful and sometimes they won't come out and say that they want you there, but they'll kind of say like it's for another reason. Well, that's what I was thinking when he contacted me yesterday and said, oh, mm-hmm. you know, my friend wants to know if you're coming. I thought maybe that was his way of inviting me there without saying, I'd like you to come. Because of the of pride, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I feel you're picking up on the right signals.
Okay, so you think that he might have like used that?
Yeah.
As a means to, because I thought maybe he might have felt bad, and so I thought.
Well, some people don't know how to admit that they were in the wrong.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't know how to admit that he's in the wrong, and so that's how he kind of was about.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right or not, but.
Well, you know how I tell you people put up smoke screens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his smoke screen is all about, I'm going to blame it on you. You're the one. And then you start feeling guilty. And you start blaming yourself. And you start
isn't that so much easier to blame somebody else? You know, that's where a lot of people, you know, they fall short because they think, well, he's the reason. She did something or she, you know, said something, you know, isn't that? But it all comes down to the self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They
wasn't
make
about
it you.
It was about him.
So okay, so he'll be good to me then. That does
yeah.
treat me well, and he won't.
No.
But his intentions weren't bad to begin
but
with.
But you
got to
remember, he was being attacked. By this parasite, it was almost like it wasn't him, it was the parasite that was getting him to do things that he wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, to turn on you.
Yeah. Okay, here's a good example. When somebody drinks alcohol, do you feel it affects their personality? When they're drinking?
Yes.
So is it the person or is it the alcohol that's in their system that's doing this?
The alcohol.
Well, the same thing with if there's a parasite that's inside your body. It's not the person, it's the parasite. It's
See, that's a good analogy.
The problem. Yeah. And the whole thing is, you could go to a doctor and ask them about these things, and they don't have no clue of what you're even talking about.
Yeah.
We're
is
talking
it the
about, we're talking about spiritual things.
Yeah.
Is it the medication, or is it the person that heals?
Actually, it's the person, because before they even go get that medication, mm-hmm. they've already decided that they're going to be healed.
In their subconscious.
In their subconscious.
Yep.
So how do you remove that? Like, what's the process? Like, how do you actually do that? Remove the...
Tell her about Deotran.
Okay. First of all, we were trained in... on a healing process with numbers called geometric transformation. It was taught to us from a lady from Sedona, Arizona, in which she was at a near-death experience, and somehow she received some kind of visions, and it was revealed to her about these healing numbers, in which we've talked to other people and they claim that this is part of the sacred geometry. See, numbers play a very big part in our lives. If you look all around you, anything, you know, your dirt that has to deal with numbers, you know, we are, that is a universal language.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, very powerful. So, main thing is, you know, being open to all possibilities. And once you do, then, you know, that, you know, where you're going to see things turn, you know, in a better direction.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost, I mean, you don't know, you've never met Jesus Christ, have you?
No.
You've never met God, have you?
No.
But it's your belief in your faith that can save you.
Yeah.
See? We don't know how electricity works. All you know is that you flip a switch and a light comes on.
Yeah.
See, a lot of it is, what do we believe?
So, I guess, like, what I'm looking for, I guess, with Cam, I just want to be able to spend more time with him. And see, at this event that I went to, like, last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was angry at me beforehand because he had said to me that I made, like, they're supposed to do, like, a rehearsal beforehand. And he said, he's like, you probably, like, we don't need you for that, so, you know, you'll just be going to the show. And I got kind of upset with him, so I think that might have made him angry at me, because I kind of felt,
are you there? Looks like we lost some callers there. Let's go back to the 814. You're on the air.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good. How are you, Shannon?
I'm good. I got a couple questions if you have some time this evening.
Sure. I got my chart.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
As you know, there's never a dull moment in my life.
Exactly. It's always something going on, right?
I know. It's not as bad. Really working through a lot of things. I feel good. I feel better.
Do you want some clearings today, tonight?
Do I want the what?
So do you want some clearings tonight?
I do. Absolutely, absolutely do.
Okay, cool. We can do that. Let's identify what's going on. And what is your question? Let's start off with your question before we do any clearing.
Okay, well, I have a couple questions, but I want to know why Michael is so angry at me.
Why is Michael so angry at you?
Yeah, he's not nice. I'm not quite sure what's going on with him.
Okay. Why are you making people angry, Shannon?
He's the only one that's been really nasty to me.
Okay.
My family has, they've been there. They haven't been nasty to me. I haven't had any drama go on except for with Michael. Michael seems to, when it's calm, he blows up and makes a chaotic, dramatic event, and then he's okay. And
is the man is that he feels like he's not being heard. He has some unresolved issues from his past. Of course, we all do. He has bad self-esteem and self-worth. He has a lot of guilt and shame for what he did to you. Says he's kind of judgmental to others and himself. Usually when you're judgmental, that usually means you're judgmental to yourself. So, because it's always about the self. So when anybody who's judgmental is left brain dominant, but also they're judgmental to themselves as well as others. So like when they're judgmental, that means that there's something about themselves that they hate.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't come from the right brain, it comes from the left brain, so that they're very analytical, you know. And there's something in alignment in their life that's not in a place of happiness, you know.
Yeah, he's very, very critical of others. Wow, very much so. Very.
Yeah. And that comes
very
from a lot of from his unresolved issues from his past. I think it comes from his father. That's what I'm picking up. Let me see if that's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
He did say that his father was verbally abusive, and he's carried on that trait.
See, a lot of those subconscious issues are blockages, energy blockages.
Well, I would definitely like to have a clearing because, quite honestly, I can't live in this negativity. I can't do it.
Well, you've lived in it too long.
I'm actually not going to do it. I'm not going to devalue myself anymore.
Yeah.
I don't deserve to be treated that way.
For that.
Huh?
I said you're too special for that.
Well, when he tells me that I'm not valued and he accuses me of sponging off of him because I haven't been at work for a month and a half because I've had the surgery for cancer. And things are separate. Like, everything's separate. If I want to do something with him, I can't do it with him and the kids. I have to do it with just him. And he gets angry if he's not top priority over everything. It's very tiresome. It's been an emotional roller coaster ride for the last 2 weeks, and I don't think I can handle it anymore. I don't want to do this. This is not how I want to live. It's not stable. It's stable for my children. I'm going for custody in a couple weeks.
I was going to ask you.
Something's wrong with him, and I'm not sure what it is.
Does he have long hair or short hair?
Long.
Okay, so what I was getting from people with long hair is they're not to be trusted. But the people with short hair or bald head, they're more to be trusted than the people with long hair. That's what I heard.
Really?
Yeah, they're very deceiving. Because they hide. They like to be in the spotlight, but they're... I don't know, I just heard this from a movie. Like, I was watching about this terrestrial movie where this guy was... He wanted long hair, and he told him that people with long hair are not to be trusted.
Well, I know what he was trying to do when he first came out here, but, you know, the way he talks about me is the reason why my children don't like him. They gave him a chance, but they can't. They're like, Mom, I can't understand why you deal with it. You know, they don't want to be that. Like, he's just mean. People have seen it. my family and my mom's like, I don't want you to continue to have to go through this continuous circle from when you were younger. And here, she's like, I don't understand why you just, like, keep saying it's all right. And I never said it was okay. She's like, well, why do you stay there? And I was like, you know, in a spiritual standpoint, energetically, I had to go through a lot of things that were going on, and I'm very well aware of that. So for my spiritual evolution, I understood that I needed to be where I was at that particular moment to wake up and value myself. I didn't love myself enough. I understand that completely now. I didn't, at some unconscious part of me didn't want to live, and that's how I created the things that were going on. There was a lot of things that had happened. I can't control the, you know, everyone, but I can control myself and my mind and the things around me as far as my inner peace, and I'm not at peace. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells in this house, and it's not fair. And when my kids come over, I'm wondering when he's going to get angry, you know, and it's, I shouldn't be living like that. It's not right.
Not, you're too much of a good person.
So
you really are.
Is there something that is mentally or going on with him, or something that I am overlooking, or?
I have to look at his, more of his emotional body. And find out what's going on. The negative emotion that is being experienced is, so we already know it's unresolved issues from his childhood and child abuse. It says he has a lot of trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
He does, yes.
According to this, to the chart, says he hates men, he hates women, and he hates himself, and he hates life, and he hates God. So he has a lot of hate issues.
Wow, that doesn't seem like him at all.
That's his parasite. That's when he was abused. That's coming from the parasite.
See, he's accused me of doing all of that.
I know. So he accuses you for all his problems.
Yes, this is true.
And he puts it on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your own problems, and he pushes all his problems on you, and it kind of burns you out. You know, you're just done with it. That's how you feel. You're just done with everything. You're just ready to put everything down and just walk away.
I am.
That's how you feel. Bud.
I'm sure if he knows that.
Mm-hmm. He knows it. He's just trying to push you that way.
Why?
That's a good question. Let's find out why. Oh, okay. So it's bringing up emotional comfort. He's looking for love. And that's how he expresses it. The pain body. We call it the pain body.
So
let's go ahead.
He's looking for love through the pain body.
Yes. To heal the pain body.
Well, I know for a fact that that's completely dysfunctional, and it does not serve either one of us. Not that way. I've been around the block enough to know that. I've went through this.
Well, the whole thing is you had to go through your own demons, and now he's dealing with his, you know?
Yes.
He's dealing with his own inner demons right now. And he's getting you involved in it.
He's what?
His hell. He's getting you involved in his hell, his reality, his dimension. And he wants you to pull him out of it. Does that make sense?
I understand, but at the time of comfort, or just nurturing, or at a time in a relationship, or as a friend, I would never treat my friend the way he has treated me. How, you know, if I'm supposed to be there to help him go through that, I'm just kind of like, you can just have your own hell at this point.
Well, like my friends always told me, my friend Reed always told me, say, if they're going to act that way, they can keep their own demons.
Well,
if they're
going to
have that attitude, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that. But at the same time, where I'm living at right now, I like my yard. I like the place that I'm at right now. And with the custody coming up in a couple weeks. But I need stability, too. You know?
Yeah. You just want peace.
I do. I really do.
Yeah.
I want to be able to enjoy life and enjoy life with my children and want to have a family. So that's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I do love him, but I am also of value. I deserve to be loved.
Right.
And I'm kind of at the point that, you know, my kids are not happy with him at all because, well, when they're here, he hibernates in his bedroom, and it's just so weird within the last, since January, really, it's just been really weird, and he still talks about going back out west, and like I don't think I can really trust him at this point because he could just kick me out of the vehicle between here and there, and what am I going to do then? And believe me, he would do that because he's done that here.
Yeah.
So
what's his intention?
Exactly.
Being with you.
What are his intentions of being with me?
Is it emotional stability? It's saying yes. His intentions are to feed off your energy. And it could be the parasite, you know. It may not even be him, you know, from his childhood. So sometimes Satan will send people into your life that that are contracted to destroy you. So you got to be really careful. And he's the biggest parasite that's on Earth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Roy, are you there? Roy?
I really thought that Michael was my twin.
Roy, can you hear me? Me? Hello? Oh, Maxwell, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I thought you were my dad. We lost my dad on the air. I'm on the phone with Shannon. Yeah, you remember Shannon.
Yes. Were you talking about her earlier today?
Yeah, we were. Oh yeah, we were. We were talking about you, Shannon, and me and Maxwell were. I forgot about that. That's kind of funny. Maxwell, is there anything that you want to share with Shannon? She's been going through some trials lately.
Well, I just tuned in, so if she wants to give me a synopsis of what she's been going through in the next 20, 30 seconds, then I'll make a comment. Sure, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Adrian, you know all the things that I've been going through.
Shannon, if I would only know, I'd write a story.
Huh?
I said, if I only knew, I would write a story.
You know, you can make a lot of it.
Let me ask you, Sharon, let me ask you your birthday first off, just so I can zoom in on you.
Okay, 12/3/73.
Okay, 12/3/73. Okay, go ahead and tell me what. Just a little summary of what's working or what's not working for you right now in your life.
Spiritually, myself is working on healing my body from cancer. I think I'm doing really good. I'm clearing out a lot of self-worth and very negative thoughts from when I was a child. So personally, that way I'm doing very well.
Okay.
What's not going so good, I'm going through custody in a couple weeks. I think that I probably should find another place to live because my partner has been very nasty to me lately. And it's an emotional roller coaster with them. It's very trying, and it's like walking on eggshells.
I see. Okay. What is it that's, what kind of cancer were you dealing with?
Breast cancer.
Okay.
And I'm taking care of it holistically. I am not doing the toxic chemotherapy way. I don't believe in that, and I'm going to get other forms of treatment that are non-toxic.
Okay.
Going for acupuncture on Monday, and like I said, really, I've been doing liver and gallbladder cleanses and doing a lot of spiritual, emotional, mental cleanses also.
Okay. Where do you want me to start, or what would you like to know? And let me see where I can go with that for a moment. What is it that you'd like different in your life?
My goal has always been to, not like her goal, but I've always really wanted to have my family back together. Where there's harmony in my
mm-hmm.
children and my relationship. To be copacetic.
How many,
and for everyone to get along, and they don't do that.
How many kids do you have?
I have two boys.
Okay.
My oldest is graduating tomorrow. I'm so proud of him.
From high school?
Yes. Yes. And I have custody for the youngest in a couple weeks. My ex has been very fruitful.
Wait a minute. You said that you were born in 1973.
Yeah.
And that means you're 30 years old?
39.
73, 83, 93. Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay, you're happy?
39.
Got it. Okay, so you're happy that your son's graduating from high school tomorrow. Congratulations on that. And then what else did you say after that?
I'm just really proud of him. His girlfriend's going to have a baby in July.
So congratulations on that.
I'm just working towards getting my youngest son back home full time and getting rid of the negativity in my life and following my dreams and passions. And
where is you're getting your son back? You'd like to get your son back from where?
His dad.
Okay. How old is he?
He'll be 14 next Friday.
Okay. What does that mean? He's a Gemini, I guess?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'll give you my 2 cents worth if you want.
Okay.
First of all, there's a few language patterns that I'll use. One of them is that things don't have to look a certain way. You have a way that you'd like things to look. You have a plan, okay, how you'd like your life to look, but there's also a higher plan, and I call that God's plan. When things don't go as planned, you must trust there's a higher plan working perfectly, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we don't necessarily know what the plan is unless we connect with our higher power and align with that, and then we understand the higher plan. When we go to war with what is, then we lose all the 100% of the time because we're trying to change reality or we're trying to change God or God's plan, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, sometimes there's a higher plan working perfectly, and as long as you trust that, whether it takes a little bit of patience or perseverance, everything comes to pass and nothing comes to stay. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you like to control everything in your life?
Oh, at one time I did, but I realized that I can't control anything except for myself.
Excellent. And what you can control is your thinking. For example, when you have thoughts that are positive, as therapists, we have you hold on to the beliefs that are true, that create joy. The beliefs that you may hold or think that create pain, the reason that we have emotions is to allow us to realize that our thinking is off. We're having distorted thinking, or we're perceiving things outside of the true nature. So any beliefs that are painful, I'm going to invite you to let those go. And just realize that when you feel pain, emotional pain, that you need to rethink your perception of what you're observing. And as a result of that, it'll bring you back in alignment with your thinking into the moment of what's happening right now. And the only thing we can change is the now. What's interesting is, a study was done, and mankind spends 90% of the time thinking of the past, 3% of the present, and 7% of the future, or vice versa, maybe 7% of the present and 3% of the future. So as a result of that, we're living in our history, and that's the would've, could've, should've, and that creates a little bit of stress, and stress creates acids in the body, and those acids create an environment for cancer to grow. The thing with breast cancer, it ties into nurturing of self. So I'm going to ask you, have you been doing any, what have you done to nurture your own self or your creativity or your emotions? What have you done to acknowledge those or express your creativity?
Creativity, not so much. Feel disconnected from writing my poetry and things. Am writing down my emotions and how I feel on paper. Learning to communicate what I feel and understand my emotions better. And taking time out for myself as far as relaxing and doing things that I enjoy, not being selfish about it, but just enjoying and observing life around me, not taking things for granted, and putting things in perspective.
I see. There's a scripture that goes, come let us reason together, and that applies to you reasoning together with your higher power or your spirit, or it would be me reasoning together with my higher power or my spirit, and allowing our infinite part of ourselves to direct ourselves. And when we put that to work, it makes us, as mortals, our mortal lives a lot easier. So, you know, for example, if I want to make money, I don't go out and try and make money. I just reason together with my higher power or the God of my understanding what it is that I would like to create. And then I have people that call me, people I've never met before, and that's how it works on a higher level than a mortal level. So
I had said that I thought that I should move, and my mother offered her house. She's working on her water line, so she doesn't have any water, and I was very concerned about how that was going to look in court for custody. But I had gotten a call about going back to this place that I used to live and working there at the moment for living there, like a win-win situation. Wasn't quite sure if I should do that or not, so that was one of the things that I was considering tonight.
Okay, well, as you consider that, talk that over with yourself, your higher self, reason together in your own thinking, and then allow yourself to let that higher self of you make the decision for you, and things will fall into place on an easier level instead of you trying to do it on a mortal level, if that makes any sense. Does it?
Yes.
In other words, if you're not sure what to do, then tell that part of you, that higher part of you, that perfect part of you that you're not sure what to do, and for that perfect part of you to go ahead and handle those considerations for you, and it'll make things much easier. You'll be amazed when you start allowing that perfect part of you to make the connections on a spiritual level to other people that are key to your moving. For example, I have said before, I enjoy living where I'm living. I'm open to moving if there's another place that I could better serve humanity. And within 3 hours, I got a call from an individual that said that she'd like me to move in. And she has a 3-story house, a 2-car garage, and a pool, and a hot tub, and a gated community, and wanted me to move in for $400 a month. And I said, I'll give you $500 a month. She said, no, $400 is plenty, and that's how fast the universe or our higher self can connect with the higher self. So those who have our best interests it. In other words, if you're on the ground looking around, you can see so much. But if you get on the higher level, you know, like maybe in a plane, you can see things differently and put them into perspective, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to just invite you to reason together with God, the God within you, and allow that part of you to direct your life more so, and allow yourself to let go of trying to figure everything out and analyze things, and allow that perfect part of you to make the connections that you need. And it's okay to complain or bitch. I'm quite the bitch. I complain a lot to my higher power, and we have a great relationship. You know, because I try and figure it out on my own, and then I just have to say, will you just handle these considerations? You know, I've done all I can, and it's amazing. I could give you many examples, but I won't in a moment. It's just we do have a perfect part of this, and that's
uh-huh.
the divine part of the infinite intelligence. And on the other hand, there's also certain things that we've agreed to experience here on this planet. And I will say, this planet is where we partake of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And yes, in a perfect world, you'd have your children, and you'd have the perfect home and the perfect relationships and the family. However, before we came here, our lives were perfect. And then when we got here, we're to experience the opposite of perfection. We can strive for it, and we can strive for perfect love. However, that's not the whole intent and purpose of our mortal experience. And then when we leave this dimension, we'll re-enter into our perfect self and our perfect world with the experience or the knowledge of the gods before us of good and evil, knowing good and evil, and returning to the fruit from the tree of life. That's the concept I'd like you to consider, that you were a god, you are a god having mortal experience with limited access to your spirit, your higher power. You return to that after your mortal experience. So imagine for a moment that you're a Hollywood actor, and you're going to go to this movie, and you're going to play the character of you. All right?
Uh-huh.
Tell me your name again.
Shannon.
Shannon?
Uh-huh.
Your name is Shannon, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you're playing the role of Shannon in this world, okay? Now, Shannon's going to have some good times and some bad times. She's going to have a couple boys that she loves dearly, and she's going to go through this character of Shannon. And I want you to just allow yourself to separate yourself from your mortal self and see yourself as the true self that you are, playing the role of Shannon. And that may help you see things a little bit differently. You know, sometimes you may be rich, sometimes you may be poor, sometimes you may be happy, and sometimes you may be sad. And the character that you play is not always going to be the main character of the movie. You know, there'll be times that you're the main character, other times your children will be the main characters, or you're the father of your children. But you're going through this movie we call life, or this game we play called life, the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as the girl Shannon, the mother of the children, that's the character that you're playing in this role, okay? And to realize that you're not that person, but you're playing the character or the role of that person, will allow you to go through life without trying to change the script. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because we made some agreements before we came here, if you can just trust that, or imagine or pretend that. And sometimes we're going through life experiences that we chose to play in this role. And then other times we have our free will where we get to ad lib or use our own discretion. But there are certain parts of this movie we call life that we've agreed to portray, you know. And I'm going to say, if you can trust that and trust in a higher power, your higher power, your higher self, your perfect self, then I believe it will make life much easier for you. Does that mm-hmm. help in any way?
Yes, it does.
So, reason together with your higher power. Tell your higher power what you'd like your life to look like. And as long as you're seeking first the kingdom of heaven, which is your inner self, your higher self, then all things will be added to that, which is joy, trust, love, openness, compassion, spirituality, and all that stuff. But when we try and go it alone with our own minds, and this is same with addiction, we can't solve our problems as a mortal. Sometimes we have to count on our higher power to get us through things. Adrian, any comments? I'm open to being wrong. But,
I think you summed it up, Maxwell. I hit nail on the head.
Okay, I've played the roles in my life where I've been the villain, and sometimes I play the role as the whatever the characters I'm playing. I mean, I try and play the role of the good person all my life, and yet there's times that I may appear to be the villain, or I may appear to be the persecutor or the victim or, you know, the perpetrator. But it's just part of the role that we play in that. So what would you like to share, Shannon? Any insight or wisdom?
I personally have been disconnected with my higher self.
For a long time.
Huh?
I said for a long time since I've known you.
I felt more connected before I went out west and met Michael than I do now. When all this chaos hit me a couple years ago, I definitely separated from my own self and became numb.
When you say that, what I'm hearing you say is that you tried to solve life's choices on your own with your mortal perception of your mortal mind, and I'm telling you it's a lot easier, and I know from personal experience for me that when I surrender and become vulnerable to my higher self and allow my higher self to make those choices for me, that higher self is kind of like knows what's best, creates the most joy. The term, the fruit from the tree of life, such as being authentic and real and vulnerable. Being vulnerable is powerful when we allow our higher self to take over. When we, as a mortal, mental human being, says, I don't have all the answers. And so what I'm needing from you, that part of you or that part of me, that is infinite intelligence, the mind of God, then it can share and give us insights and direction, thoughts. A couple suggestions is a nice bubble bath with a candle in the room helps. And what's interesting about that is the water helps diffuse the negative energy or the ions in the body. If you want to throw some salt in there, that's fine. But the thing about a candle is the flickering flame causes us to stare at the flame and become mesmerized and clears our minds of thinking, you know, as we just see the beauty of the flame. And it's a way to clear the mind. So, and that's how we get in touch with our higher self, our infinite self, is when we allow her mind chatter to calm down. So.
Adrian, I have a very odd question for you.
Okay.
When you said that there are people who are contracted to destroy us, can you define, please?
Can I make a comment on that? And then Adrian? I'm using certain terms of theology or philosophy. I call those the Celestials. There are, in this perception, the Celestials are those who love to serve others. Terrestrials are those who love to serve themselves. And Celestials are those who like to be served. And as I understand it, those are the ones that I call the trespassers, more so than the Terrestrials. And when they, you said that those who contract to seek out to destroy us, those are the ones that are selfish, that are takers, and they destroy the people that they come in contact with because they leave them depleted of energy and stuff. And when you observe people, you can see those who are the Celestials that serve. They love to serve others. That's the Celestials. The Terrestrials are those who love to serve themselves. I call them selfish, but that's just their nature. And then the Celestials are the takers that like to take everything for themselves and take from others. So, in summary, if you ask someone to do something for you, unless that's a Celestial, you're trespassing. If you're asking a Terrestrial or a Celestial to do something for you, you're trespassing. It's when you ask a Celestial to do something for you that brings them joy, and that's not trespassing. So,
okay.
Well, that being said, in summary, you can't expect a Terrestrial, you can't expect a Terrestrial taker to be a Celestial. They're miserable if they're required to serve other people. And so observe people in your life that are takers and realize that they may not be serving you, and you've got to kind of protect yourself. And with that, I'll listen in and have you expound, both of you.
Okay, because, I'm going to give an example. Let's say that there's a couple library movies that are due, and they're not all just mine. So I take all of them because that's just the kind thing to do. Now, I'd walk over to the library and do that. Now, he has a vehicle. And if it was due, if there was a book or something that was due at the library, he would only take his and throw me mine and tell me that I would have to walk over there and take care of it my damn self.
And who's this you're talking about?
This is Michael, yes.
Your former spouse or something?
No, this is the person that I'm living with that I told you I think I need to leave. I'm not feeling safe.
Yeah, the good news is you've easily identified them, that person is probably a Celestial taker, trespasser, and that's just what they do. And it may not be in your best interest of your health to stay in an environment like that. And that's, you make the ultimate decision and choice. I'm just trying to bring some things to light to your awareness. Adrian, what's your comment?
Well, I just wanted to mention that that Max was right on that. I think he's very toxic to you if it's not healthy or emotionally healthy for you to live in that environment, you know, and you want to be around people that make you happy and fulfill your life with meaning and support you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if that doesn't bring you happiness, then, why do you feed off that energy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I leave. I go away during the daytime. So, Do you see him leaving anytime soon? Or is it me that's going to be the one that's leaving?
Well, I think in the end, I think he's going to try to, like Maxwell said, he's a taker, so he's going to try to push you out.
As long as he can take something from her, like a parasite, he probably doesn't have a very big need to leave or her leave him. As long as he's getting something out of the relationship or the friendship, as long as he's feeding off of her energy, then of course he's going to stay. But if she starts to stand up for herself or say it's not okay to be selfish or whatever, to work together on things and to form an alliance and work in alignment with each other to a similar goal, then if she starts to want that and speak that, then he will probably start to object to it, because telestials, takers, trespassers don't serve others. They take. It's just, it goes one direction, that's all. And if you try and make it go back and forth direction, they're gonna object and freak out about it.
Well, if I cook dinner or something, and out of nowhere, sometimes he'll say, "I don't want it. I don't want your nasty energy." And it's just like, wow, I didn't even have any negative thought in my being, even in my subconscious being, when I was making it.
That's very unfortunate, and I will just say that we could analyze whether he had a bad childhood or not, but it doesn't really matter. What matters is for you to identify that that's what he chose before he came here would bring him the most joy, is having other people serve him, and we're not to experience 100% of the time joy on this planet. Heaven is if we can get a piece of heaven on Earth, that's great, but the planet is not designed for happiness. It's designed for opposition, for us to experience what it's like to be disrespected, what it's like to have opposition, but I'm not saying that you have to put up with it,
He has said several times that he was a ruler in many, many, many lifetimes, and he remembers being a ruler, and he wasn't that way this time, and so he started it on doing matrix energetics and doing the I Am Presence to help others, but at the same time, I think he's manipulating energy.
He's probably stealing energy from you and is serving, and giving it to other people or something, because that's a very, like Adrian said, it's a very toxic relationship, and it's probably killing you. I don't mean to be blunt or anything, but it's just a possibility. I would rather be alone than be around people that are disrespectful or hurtful or cruel. It's too much pain for me to stick around for,
Well, he keeps saying, "You don't know who I am. You don't know who I am. If you knew who I was, then you wouldn't be doing this." So I'm like, I don't understand. And he'll come
and
out.
Stop there just for a second. I want to catch you right on this. Anything that anybody says about anything, I'm sorry, about anyone else, is nothing more than a subconscious projection of his core issue stuff. He doesn't know who he is. If he knew who he was, he wouldn't be treating himself that way or you that way. That's what he's unconsciously projecting on you. I just want you to be aware of that. That if I said, Jamie doesn't listen to me, the truth of the matter is I'm not listening to Jamie, and I'm not listening to myself, and I'm just projecting it on those around me. And those closest to me are the ones that get the projection. So I hold others in a space of love and truth, and that holds me in a space of love and truth, because it's my projection, and it energy comes through me and goes to them, and if I'm projecting love and truth, then that's the space I hold myself in, because that's the space I hold others in. So sounds like he's not a very wise soul, and probably not a very old one, and is just making lots of mistakes, and that's the nature of the planet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like you're more of a, and they're all loved equally by God, and they all experience joy, but some experience joy by taking, and others experience joy by giving, and if we're giving to people that are not appreciative, then that doesn't fulfill us as givers.
I kind of thought that maybe he was on something that I wasn't aware of, or something that was going on that I didn't know about that was causing his anger. Because he was not like this at all before. And it just, like, blew up.
Has he been messing in the occult stuff and got zapped or something with some demons or something, Adrian?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
I was just saying, was he getting involved with the dark side stuff and got possessed or pick up some negative energy that he's trying to thwart off or something? Didn't you say he was abused, Shannon?
When he was younger, he doesn't talk about it. He moved out of his house when he was 13. So he was living on his own. I know that he has said that his dad was very verbally abusive. And
that's what he thinks love is, and that's how it sounds like he's treating you. So. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a pretty good project for you if you really want to take it on. But there's always another human being out there that's willing to step up and take the beating and the abuse, you know.
Well, a lot of it has to do with, since I've been not working, that's when he really started getting more aggressively angry. He's not physical at all. It's just what he says.
Uh-huh. Well, so you're playing this role of this woman that has two children and is somewhat involved with an abusive man that had a tough childhood, and there's something that you're getting out of this relationship or this part that you're playing.
There's
nothing.
There's nothing I'm getting out of it.
Okay, how about this? I had a lot of hope
that things were going to change and that my children were going to get along with him. And at first, everything was fine. And when he down-talked me, my children decided that they didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me like your children love and respect you, and they don't love and respect someone that doesn't love and respect you. So when I was saying that there's something you're getting out of this, what you may be getting out of this is patience or perseverance or hope or faith or something. You know, I'm always looking for the fruit from the tree of life in every experience. And so maybe, I don't know what it is, but it doesn't sound like it's working based on results. It's either working or not working. It doesn't sound like it's working or serving you. So, you get to make a new choice, I guess. You're the ultimate authority, and your higher power is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you like your life to look like? You said that you'd like to have it be a family, and I'm going to say, like, that's going to happen. Go on.
I'd like to have my children back with me, my youngest son, and I'd like to go back and finish college. And
in what field?
Natural resource law enforcement, and work with the environment, and also work with helping healing others.
I see. You know what's interesting about this program that you and Adrian have? It sounds like pretty much the people that call in are those who are seeking truth and they're seeking a better way and a better life and self-introspection, and that the ones that are not tuning in are the ones that are more so the takers or the trespassers and not looking towards themselves to see what they can change to make their life and others better. The ones that are not calling in are the ones that are more content with taking from others instead of seeing what effect they have on those around them, you know. So
well,
I want to thank
you.
We
still
have
a show on Blog Talk Radio.
Say that again.
He used to have a show on Blog Talk Radio.
And how did that work for him?